Governor Gavin Newsom says the Vaccine Safety Committee will independently review the safety and efficacy of any vaccine approved by the Trump administration for distribution. In a pivot to President Donald Trump, who's pledged to release a vaccine before the election, Governor Newsom says the review of vaccines will be based on science, nothing more.
It's going to increase transparency and trust that I think we are looking for to make sure that we're not doing anything to meet an arbitrary deadline or meet a political deadline. We're not just going to take someone's assurance. We're going to make sure that we are objectively reviewing and be able to put our stamp of approval. Again, why California? Because there's no other state more abundant in terms of its experts and expertise than this state. We would be, I think, foolhardy not to take advantage of some of the world's, not just this country, the nation's leading experts.
Newsom says some of those experts are already working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to address the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says their working group will assess federal data behind the Food and Drug Administration's approved vaccine, if any. The states of Washington, Oregon, and Nevada are also joining California's working group in what Newsom calls the Western States Pact. He says they've also established a new ethics committee to prioritize who will receive a coronavirus vaccine.
How do we allocate the supplies? How do we not only do so safely, the scientific review committee, but do so with a sense of urgency and prioritization of the most vulnerable related to concerns of the transmission of this disease that have comorbidities or in congregate settings that are in our skilled nursing facilities or residential care facilities that are most vulnerable based on age or other modalities. Those are the guidelines that we are putting out, prioritization of those cohorts and those groups.
Newsom's announcement comes as California is seeing a slight uptick in coronavirus infections, under 3% in the last 2 weeks, but 4% in the last 7 days. That includes more than 3,100 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours and 43 deaths. Newsom says while it's nowhere near the spike in infections months ago, his administration will continue to monitor coronavirus levels. In another pivot to the Trump administration, Newsom pledged to continue robust testing, even if it's not the results he wants to see.
We are never ashamed of testing more people, and we're not ashamed of identifying those that have been tested positive, as the purpose of testing is around taking care of people's needs related to their isolation and quarantine or their medical needs. That's the purpose of testing. Again, nothing to be ashamed of. We want to substantially increase the number of tests here in the state of California, but we want to keep that positivity rate down.
According to state data, California is nearing 1 million confirmed coronavirus infections, some 904,000, and 17,400 deaths. Statewide, officials have tested 18.1 million people. As the holiday season approaches, Newsom says state health officials will be issuing new guidelines in the coming days. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.